Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey guys, welcome back to our part two sit down with Amanza Smith from the best reality show on the air right now, Selling Sunset. And if you haven't caught part one, make sure to check that out before you listen to this. We go deep on her castmates. We talk about Chriselle, we talk about her friendship with Mary, which is almost 20 years, Jason, and of course, Miss Christine. So make sure you check out part one if you haven't. And now, part two of our sit-down with Amanza Smith. Is Christine in real life really just what we see? I mean, like, larger-than-life personality? I mean, like, do you find, like, when people talk to you about the show, she's the one person they go to the most? Like, what the hell is Christine like?
Yeah, because they, you know, she comes off on the show like a total bitch. And, I mean, she can be, but, like, for example, I've always, like, Christine... Even before I started this show, I knew Christine, and I always knew that I never wanted to be on her bad side, because I could see how she was, but I was never on her bad side. We were always cool. We were totally cool. Christine she's actually really sweet. Like, she really is. She's very sweet. I don't know if she feeds into it more because she knows that it's a show. I don't know because she's really not as catty. Or maybe I've just been fooled the whole time I've known her, but she's really, I mean, she seems like she's a really, you know, sweet girl, and she's smart. She's really talented. I don't know. She's Christine.
I mean, that was going to be my next question. Like, do you feel like anyone has changed, like, not even for the better or worse, just like, I like these cameras. Thank you much.
I mean, I think if anybody, I would have to say, if I had to pick one, I would have to say Christine, only because, I mean, not so much with me, but like, I've seen what's kind of happened with her and Mary, and, you know, and maybe it's because she's married now, or, you know, she was just dating before, or maybe she matured or didn't, I don't know. But I can definitely say that, and not, I will speak for more than just myself. I think more than myself would say that she's changed a bit. I don't know if it has anything to do with the show and the cameras, or if it's like a relationship or just age. I don't know. But yeah, I think she's definitely changed a bit in the spotlight. But I don't feel like I mean, behind closed doors, she's so sweet. Like, she's so sweet to me. I feel bad. I don't want to say anything back because she's, like, she's really nice to me. But I don't know.
Well, she's the one person. I mean, I wonder, it'll be interesting to see. Like, she's the one person I could see. I mean, what the hell do I know? Going into, like, a career in, like, media and entertainment. You know what I mean? Because that's the thing, like, everyone's working. Like, you know, you, like, talk to someone like Mary, who I've talked to, and, like, Mary's not going into entertainment. Like, Mary works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and, right, like, loves her job and is there. So, like, you know, and Jason. So, I mean, that's the other thing. But, like, Christine, I could see, you know.
I could, too. I don't know. I saw a post that she had on Instagram yesterday, and she was dancing with this really big-time choreographer, and I was like, maybe she's working up something. I have no idea, but I know she's a very good, she's a really good singer. She can sing amazing. Huh. And apparently she can dance. I mean, she's beautiful, you know, she's charismatic. So who knows? Maybe she is. I don't know. But yeah, definitely Mary. She has no desire to do anything like that.
That's the impression I got. I got the impression that Mary works very hard.
She works all the time. That girl is always working. I think she's in like six. I think she has like six escrows right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, then
meanwhile,
the thing,
I'm over here like, hey, can I design you a couch?
But you know, I mean, a lot of people couldn't design anything to save their life, so that's like a huge skill.
Yeah, I love it. That's my. I want to have a product line. I want to do like. I have big hopes. I want to do my own show one day on design. I want to have like some sort of design based show.
Like an HGTV or something to that, or something.
Yeah. Or Netflix.
Or Netflix. Yes. When the show came out, like, were you happy with the results? Like just from your own, or were you like, I mean, you know, other than the drama in the beginning, or were you like, wait a second, that wasn't edited quite what I remember.
It's been so long since I've watched it. There was nothing. I mean, you know, we're all very critical of ourselves. Like there were a few times where I was like, oh, like what was I wearing?
I get it.
What wig did you have on that day? Like, what was that all about? But other than that, I was pretty pleased with the way they portrayed me. I mean, I guess that's why I have a hard time. Like, so they can only do, oh my gosh.
No, it's true. They could like only do, you know, what
so much
do.
Like it, yeah, if you sound like a bitch 24/7, it's probably gonna be edited that you sound like a bitch 24/7. But I mean, you can't, you know, they can't make you say anything, and they don't make us, it's not scripted, so they're not making us like have these. Hi Bowie, it's my dog.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
He's crazy. My dog is on Prozac, by the way.
I love him.
My dog is crazy. He's literally like the only dog that is on Prozac. Come here, Bubble.
He's so cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met a dog on Prozac, but that's an LA thing. But I mean, I live in New York, so that's no shade. It's like a newer thing too.
You know what? I wish that it actually worked. He's been only taking it for about like 4 days, and he still runs headfirst into the front door anytime there's a noise out front. He's such a spaz.
Maybe it'll kick in after like a few more days.
I know. I'm like, maybe we need to up his dosage.
Seriously. That's so cute though.
I took him to the vet because I thought he had a concussion one day because he had hit his head really hard. And they're like, he definitely doesn't have a concussion, but he needs like medicated because he's such a spaz. And I'm like, that's a thing for dogs? I had no idea. They're like,
and
oh,
they were like,
popular.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. What was I going to ask you? Were you like before lockdown, were you like, well, I guess season two happened during lockdown. So, I mean, like, has your like social media exploded? Like, you know, do you see, you know, like just the power of Netflix? Like, did you get a million more followers? Like, you know, just that experience
of
like.
I'm still playing catch up because I'm the new girl. But yeah, I think I had like, I don't know, 10,000 followers before the show. And I think I have like 190 or some now.
That's a good amount.
But yeah, it's fun. I like getting free stuff in the mail that they just want you to like post about. Like, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of fun parts to it. You know, doing press interviews is kind of cool. And But like, I haven't really, you know, I haven't been out and about, so it's not like I'm getting recognized every day or anything to the, when I walk to my mailbox, like you can't go anywhere. I did have to go to the hospital a couple of weeks ago because I burned myself very severely, and I ended up in the burn unit at USC, and there were like a couple doctors and a nurse that were like big fans of the show, and they knew who I was. So I was like, oh, cool, thanks. As I'm like getting my arm ripped open. And
like, you're like, please just fix me now.
Yeah, I'm like, can I get extra morphine since you like me? Because this really hurts.
Seriously, are you shocked at like what a big, you know, like it's a huge hit. Like it really, like season one had buzz, but like season two changed everything.
I guess I'm just, because I don't really know how they felt after season one. So I don't know if this is how they, but I do feel like we've gotten, yeah, I guess I do notice that it's more popular because, you know, I followed up with Mary, like when she would do her press and different things, and it wasn't as much. I mean, think this has kept me like kind of occupied during quarantine because I'm doing Zoom meetings like every day, basically a couple times a day. So it's like you get dressed up from head to waist and you sit at home looking pretty until for no
welcome reason. To my life. I've said that throughout this whole thing. Like if I didn't have this show and I could do at home, like I literally would be in like a loony bin. I really would be. Cause like
I gained a lot of weight though, actually at first, like I gained, oh my gosh.
Me too.
I had to like nip that. I was like, oh no. I did a photo shoot with Mary a few weeks ago and I can kind of have forgotten like that, like how it felt to wear clothes, like real clothes. And I was trying on like certain stuff for the shoot and I'm like, oh, this isn't, oh. And I was really self-conscious the whole day. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this whole quarantine 15 is like a real thing.
It's so a real thing. And like, I'm in the process of nipping it now. Like I've started reversing the process, but not quite there where like nothing fits me, like nothing. And I'm like, I don't need so much so that there are things I'm like, I don't even understand how this ever fit. It wasn't like 17 years ago. It was like 4 months.
Right.
So like, how did these pants that can't even get up like ever fit?
I swear.
Mind blowing.
Same thing. I have like a couple suits that I don't know. They're probably on the next season, but that I wore on the show. And I like went to put on a pair of the pants one. I mean, the jackets still fit. Right? But I could not get them up like past like my thigh. Like they
that's,
were, I'm like, did I eat
I
myself? Like there's, I'm like a whole other me.
Me too. I don't get it. I think just not moving around like every day, all day. Just because now I'm like eating really healthy just because I'm like, this is the real world. Like, welcome back to it. Like you have to stop. The fun is over, but I still am just like, well, why does nothing fit? Like it's been like 2 or 3 weeks already. I have more time to go. Have you ever like you're new in the real estate, but I guess they're like staging or like have you ever worked with like a major celebrity where you've just been like totally starstruck or been out on a showing with Jason or someone where you're just like what? I mean, I know Orlando Bloom's house was on the show, everyone knows that, but just in general.
I honestly, I've lived here for so long, like I don't even get starstruck. I never really got starstruck when I first moved out here, even because like I said, I was older and I just kind of was like I was in the industry, and so I don't know. I don't really get starstruck. I will tell you who I would get starstruck by. And this is going to sound so silly because some people won't even know who she is, but I'm obsessed with Kelly Wurstler. She's like the best interior designer in the freaking planet, in my opinion.
I know who that is.
If I met her or saw her, I would be like, oh, I would be like totally starstruck. And then who else? I think that's it. Cause I met Ellen and I would have been starstruck before. I would have said that would be the one person, but I actually met her, but it wasn't at a showing. It was at a J-Lo concert, but she's pretty huge, but no, I don't really, you know, once you live, I know it's a little different in New York cause it's just, it's congested. I mean, they're all there. But you just don't see them as much. But in LA, it's like, you get so used to it. You know, you go to Rite Aid and you see like You'll see somebody, you know, you'll see anybody all the time at restaurants, or the younger people, the younger, not me anymore, but the younger, the young ones, they go to the club, and you'll see, you know, celebrities and athletes and models and whoever. So you just kind of like, it's like no big deal.
It's kind of the same here. I mean, I think the difference is that like the streets are so busy. So you have a lot of those like, oh, wow, I just passed so-and-so. Like you don't realize it because you can blend more in a way.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Kelly
Wurstler.
Well,
now you can't recognize. Say?
No, I was going to say Kelly Wurstler was on. There was a show on Bravo. Don't remember the name of it, but this was way back. It was about interior. It was like Martin Lawrence, the designer, I think that was his name, the British guy,
and
Kelly Wurstler. It was about like four designers.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Everyone listening to the show is going to be like, David, how could you not know that? Like, this is what you do, but I don't know the name of the show. But Kelly Wurstler was a part of it. And she was great.
Yes, I remember that. And I actually,
remember that?
This is funny. I love Martin Ballard also.
Yes.
And I actually saw him one day in CB2. And you know, like, because of social media, like, you follow somebody so much, you feel like you know them.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I see this guy across the, like, aisle in CB2. And before, I just, like, thought it was a friend, you know, because I, like, stalk him on Instagram every day. And I was, like, and, like, did one of these, like, hi to wave. And halfway up the wave, I realized, like, oh, you don't know him. That's Martin Lord Lawrence and me. And then I just kind of like retracted and then felt so stupid the whole time I was in the store. And then when we were checking out, he was next to me and I was like, okay, look, I totally stalk you on Instagram. I love your work. I'm a designer too. And I like started to wave because I thought I knew you.
And he was
like, oh, he was so nice. But yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever been excited by that big sign free trial? You sign up and you don't even realize it's a subscription that renews without your consent. My life has changed since I discovered Truebill. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forget about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions so hard to cancel. Have you ever actually realized you were paying for a subscription and then tried to cancel it? You have to scroll around that website so many times, click so many buttons. Truebill makes it so simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/velvetrope. Go right now. Truebill.com/velvetrope. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/velvetrope. I've done that before where I'm like, why does that person look so familiar? I know them. And like, literally then it hits me of like, oh my God, like I stalked this person on Instagram. Like,
yeah.
That's where I know them from. I think that's okay. Listen, it all comes back to Instagram.
Seriously. I end up on people's pages sometimes. I'm like, I don't know how I got here. I don't know who this person is. Because I liked a dress that somebody was wearing. It's like, oh, that dress. And it's tagged. And then you go there and it's like, oh, then the next thing you know, you're like 20 minutes down a hole, like looking at some 20-year-old's butt that I wish my butt still looked like. And I'm like stalking a stranger now.
Instagram. Well, now, you know, now that you're on Selling Sunset, when the world opens up, people are going to be like, oh my God, I think I just passed Amanda.
But now we all have to wear masks. So you can't really tell who anybody is anyway.
No one's going to be able to tell. What was I going to ask you? It was along the line. So no like celebrity or like staging or nothing like crazy like that, where you're just like, I can't believe this is my client. Listen, you're not, I mean, a lot of people, I asked someone yesterday this too, like they're not, I'm just like the crazy fangirl type over a lot of people. I mean, I keep it cool. Like I'm from New York, but I'm just like,
oh, yeah. Well, I have to say, I didn't actually get to do this staging job, but Jason made the introduction like it was like a year and a half ago, and we were all in Vegas for New Year's, and he's close with the DJ Alesso, and he had just sold him, or he had just bought a new house or something. And so Jason was like talking. So I was like texting with Alesso at one point, cause I thought that I was going to like design his house, and he ended up going with the person that he had used before. But I was like excited about that. And I'm not even like a huge like DJ like person. I just was like, oh, everybody else knows who this guy is, so it's going to look great on my resume. And it never worked out, but I probably would get excited. Even if I weren't starstruck, I would just be excited to be able to say like, oh, I decorated so-and-so's house. Cause then, I mean, I decorated Taye Diggs' house. Does that count? He was also my boyfriend for 4.5 years.
Oh, I know that. I know that. I was like, well, you know, like, cause I know because I'm like a reality TV junkie. So I know 98% about everyone that I speak to, but then I always, you know, Google. I'm like, is there, and when I Googled you, I was like, where have I been? I never knew you dated Taye Diggs. So where did you, Taye Diggs is he's one of those people that I have, like, I've met a million just from literally walking down the street in New York. He's just one of those people. Where did you meet Taye Diggs?
I met him at a bar, like, you know, 5 years ago. At the time, my children's father was still around, so my kids would go with their dad for a week. So on the week that they were with daddy, I could go out with my friends, and I was just kind of starting to date again. It was about a year and a half after my divorce, and I had like dated a few people here and there, but nothing like serious. And I don't know, I like literally was in the bar, and this girl comes up to me, and she's like, oh my gosh, I gotta introduce you to my newly single friend. He thinks you're beautiful, and he's a really good guy, and he's a dad. And in my head, I'm like, dad, okay, newly single. Okay, so, because in my head, it was like, the next person I meet has to have been married. They need to have kids, so they, like, know my life, you know? So I was like, okay. And then I turn around, and it's Taye, and I'm like, oh, hey, newly single friend. You know, I mean, he's a beautiful human being. So I was like, I'm like, oh, jackpot. Like, Taye Diggs is, like, one of the most beautiful been on the planet. So yeah, we were introduced by it was his good friend. And apparently when he walked into the bar, because he had just gone through a divorce, his friend was like, we got to get you out, like, you need to start dating, and and she's like, who do you like, what's your type, like, what girl? And he's like, okay, not her, not that one over there, like, because she's too pretty, but like something like that. And it was me. And so she like sought me out and was like,
wow. So he like saw you across the bar, and she's like, oh, well, I'm going to go get her for you.
Yeah. But he was like, but don't, not her. Don't talk to her. Cause he was like, I was intimidated by you, cause I thought you were so pretty. He's like, so I told her like, not her, but like something like that, like tan, like brunette. So she, you know, drunk friend was like, oh, did exactly what he told her not to do.
There are worse things in life than being called too pretty by Taye Diggs.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Did you know it was Taye Diggs when he came up, or were you just like, you're so hot, I don't care who the hell you are?
No, of course I knew who he was. Okay. I had thought he was so gorgeous, like, my whole life, basically. Like, I always thought he was so hot, you know? But he had, you know, he was always married, because he was married to Adina for, like, 15 years. So you would see him on, like, Ellen or, like, you know, whatever, and you'd just be like, oh, man, he's gorgeous. But then, you know, it looked like he had this, like, happy life, so it's about as much thought as you put into it.
Tell us something about Taye Diggs that we would be like surprised to know, like, that we would feel.
Gosh, I mean, his life's so public, like, everybody, you know, he's a really, really, really good hip-hop dancer.
Really?
Like, he's a really good dancer. I don't know if people know that, because in like Broadway and stuff, it's not, it's more like, you know, but he's a really, really good dancer.
Did you see
which
him?
I didn't know.
Did you date him during the time that he was in Hedwig?
I did. I went to basically every single show, because that was the time when I was there every other week. So the week I was there, I was at every show. I loved Hedwig. Did you see him in Hedwig?
Yeah, I mean, Hedwig is just such a great show. I saw it, like, when it came back this time, because it originally was way back in the day, like at the James right. Street Theater in New York. Like, I don't even remember the year, but I saw him. Yeah. He was great.
I saw Hedwig for the first time when Neil Patrick Harris did it the year before. Oh, and then I saw it with the kid from Glee. What was his
name? Aaron Kress. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and obviously when Tay got it, I was there. I was obsessed with it. I didn't want it to end. I loved it. I loved getting to go. And it was a good time.
That's not a bad thing to do every other week, to start your weekend out at Hedwig or your Saturday night.
I know,
Hedwig.
Right? It was cool. And yeah, it was really fun.
And you guys are still friends.
Yeah, we're friends. We have, you know, our kids got super close because we were together almost 5 years. So we lived together, you know, at one point for like 2 years of that relationship. So our kids are, they used to call each other like brother and sister. Now they've moved to cousins, but they, so, you know, it's important for them to still hang out, and they play Fortnite together when they're not having play dates. And then we have play dates with them. I took Walker to the beach with us like a couple of, it was when quarantine lifted for like 3 days and then it was back down. We went to the beach. But I'll drop my kids off at Adina's house and she'll have a play date. Like we stay friendly for them. And it's been a long enough time now. There's no like bitter hard feelings or anything about a breakup. It's just, you know.
Are you friendly with Adina?
Yeah, I love her.
Wow.
I do. I haven't talked to her for a while. It's been a long time. But yeah, when I would take the kids, because when Tay and I first broke up, I'm not going to lie, like I wanted the kids to still see one another, but like, I didn't want to have to see him to let them see one another. So I would take my kids to her house, and I would like stand in the kitchen and like have these long conversations with her and her new husband. And I'm like, this lady is really cool. Like if I hadn't dated her husband for so long, like I feel like we would have been friends. Like she's a really cool lady. Like she's really funny and sweet. And you know, my kids love her. Yeah.
The real question is, are you going to become his real estate agent now that, you know, you have your license? Are you going to steal him from Mary?
I absolutely will steal him from Mary. 100%.
Right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And did he ever buy that house that we saw on the show?
He didn't. No, I know for a fact he didn't. I was trying to think of who did.
The one where you walk up all those stairs.
Yeah, no, he didn't buy that house. But, you know, when when he and Nadina got divorced back in, I don't even know when, I had just started talking to him about probably 2 months after their divorce. And so their house that was put on the market after that, I gave Jason the listing. I talked Tay into letting Jason sell their house because and Mary wasn't working at the agency yet. She was not living here at the time. But so Jason sold his house when they separated.
See, it's all in the family.
Keep one big crazy family.
When you started filming the season, were you, because like, you know, we saw that you had some, you know, like some of your personal drama, which they really kind of kept off camera. Were you like hesitant about that? Were you like, I mean, I don't want my personal drama on the show?
Yeah, I was, you know, I was very hesitant only because it happened after we'd already started filming. So it wasn't like, I mean, if it would have happened before, maybe I would have had more time to think about how to like navigate that whole thing, but it happened like 2 weeks into filming. And so, at first I was like, I mean, I still don't really know what exactly is going on, but I didn't know if it was going to be a week, a month, you know, 6 months. Like, so I was hesitant to share too much, and I definitely didn't want to make him look like a bad, you know, guy. And if he's going through something really devastating, which still nothing, it's been almost a year, but so it was interesting. But as the months went on, I'm like, okay, this situation doesn't really look like it's changing. I was more open, and I'm glad actually that I was, because I've gotten so many like positive responses, like from other single moms or people that have kind of gone through like a similar situation, or it's just been really people have been very supportive. And I think that it's given other moms in the same position like some hope, because they feel like I have it all together and I don't at all. Like I come across very like I've got everything figured out, but you know, I work really hard, and you know, I got my license late in life, I mean, not like I'm 150, but so I think a lot of people, they've just been like, oh, thanks, you've inspired me, you know, my baby daddy left or I didn't know and you give me hope, like it seems like you know what you're doing, so thank you, blah blah blah. And I don't know, so that feels kind of good.
That's good. And what can we expect in season 3? What do we have to look forward to? Why do you think the show is such a hit? You know, it's so good.
I think it's, yeah. You know, our show creator is amazing. Adam DeVillo. I mean, he did The Hills, Laguna Beach. Like,
those are the classics. Those are the classics.
Like that. Yeah. When Adam approaches you and wants to do a show, you kind of like, if anybody, because the boys had been approached before about a reality show and they weren't really interested. But then after one meeting with Adam, they're like, pretty much like had changed their whole mind, like leaving that one meeting, you know, because he clearly knows what he's doing. Season 3 is, well, first of all, there's more drama. I think I get a little more vocal. I know at least I saw the trailer and I was like, oh, I remember that. I remember that night. I was like, the one time that I actually allowed myself to drink, because I, before signing up, I was like, I will not drink. I am not going to be that girl and like say some stuff or whatever, you know? So I was always very cool about like at all of our social gatherings or whatever, I may have one glass of wine and then nope. But this one particular day, I remember I had a really stressful day and I think I showed up at Mary's house in an Uber with like a half empty bottle of wine like that I'd been drinking. And so I was already like on a good one and stressed. And it was Christine's birthday party that day. And I saw the trailer and I'm like, oh wow. Yeah. That was not my best look. I allowed myself to get tipsy. And I think I probably was very vocal about my feelings towards her at her own birthday party. So that's something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to seeing that as well because I don't really remember it that well.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. Like, you don't even need to say any more like that.
Oh my gosh. And then of course Christine's wedding is epic. Like,
I'm sure.
I've said this in a few other interviews that maybe you've heard, but I made the joke. I was like, guys, if any of us get married after this, like, go to the courthouse. Like, there's no even need to try to top this. It was like a movie. Have you seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh yeah.
That wedding when like the water comes up and she's like walks through, that was basically almost as cool as Christine's wedding. It was incredible.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Check out betterhelp.com/velvetrope. You may not be feeling down and out and depressed or like you're at a total loss, but if your stress level is high, your temper is shorter than usual, or even if you're starting to feel strain in any of your relationships, you could probably use the chance to unload. Talk to someone who's completely unbiased. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Behind the Velvet Rope listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/velvetrope. That's BETTERHELP.com/velvetrope. BetterHelp.com/velvetrope.
I mean, she had a zebra at her engagement party, so I can only imagine.
She had she had white swans at her wedding. It snowed when she walked down the aisle. And then they transformed it from this like beautiful winter wonderland when she got married, and then we hit the reception outside, like a cocktail hour or whatever outside, and they totally transformed the whole space into like this dark enchanted forest, and now it's all black with black swans and red roses and black roses and like a 12, I don't even know how many feet, like 12 foot cake with gargoyles and whatever, and it looked like it bled when you cut into it, and it was just like this crazy like Game of Thrones type vibe. It was the coolest wedding I've ever been to. I'll just say
I mean,
it was
so
the coolest
I, It's like a good thing she married someone with a shitload of money.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say what it is.
The flowers alone, I'm like, I don't even know how much this wedding probably costs. Like, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome.
White swans and black swans sound amazing.
White swans for the ceremony, and then black swans when it changed over. And she wore a custom, like, black ball wedding gown. And everybody else in the audience, I guess it's called, all the guests wore white.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm not giving black.
Like, this isn't, no, these aren't spoilers. Like,
yeah.
It's been in People magazine. So anything I'm saying, people have already had access to knowing. But it'll be cool to see it on, on camp, not on just still pictures.
Do you ever get, like, because, I mean, you know, you don't get, like, fangirly over people. Do you still, like, lose your shit over, like, some of the real estate? I mean, like, the real estate porn is just amazing, these houses. Or are you just, like,
absolutely.
I've staged. So it's not like you've staged everything and seen everything. You still are just,
no,
like.
No, no. I love it. I love going on, like, Broker's Caravan where, like, all the new listings are out. Since I moved here, like, I would just, at first, I still do it sometimes, but I would just, like, drive up through the hills and just, like, look at the houses. Because, I mean, where I'm from, like, the biggest town, you know, they didn't have houses like that where I grew up. And I've always been fascinated with mansions and just, like, I mean, I want to, like, walk by and, like, look in the window and, like, see what, like, creepy. And I'm always, like, what do these people do? Like, what do you do? Like, what is your job? And I, like, really get into it. I love it. I'm like,
totally.
They have staff that wear, like, white clothes, like, head to toe. And, like, they just call on the phone, like, darling, I need a cheese quesadilla up to my room. And then somebody comes with, like, a tray. I'm like, ooh, I love it.
The houses are gorgeous. I mean, that's part of why. I mean, I love all. Like, I love Million Dollar Listing LA. This, it's just like, that's part of the show. Like, it's just the real estate porn is so, the houses are so gorgeous.
And it's really good for me too, because a lot of the houses, I don't stage a lot of the, you know, huge, big, because I don't have an inventory. And so I do, like, smaller, like, condos, houses sometimes, but they have to have the budget to, like, pay me to buy the furniture to put it in. So for me, I can go in and I get a lot of really great ideas on my design too, because I see how these homes have been staged, or if they haven't been staged and they just have been designed and now they're up for sale, I get to, like, see, you know, all different types of furniture that maybe I haven't had access to yet because I don't go to France often for furniture shop, or
right.
I'll be like, oh, that's a really cool piece. That couch was probably $30,000, but now I'm going to go make it for $5,000 or something, you know? And, like, I get a lot of inspiration too.
Is Jason, and he's said this on my show, so this is not talking out of school. Yeah. Is he, I mean, he hasn't used these words. I'm using the words American Psycho, but is he as, I mean, I'm jealous because I'm the same way, but when he talks about, like, his live-in, that he has fives every day, and that, like, just everything is so, because I said, I mean, your offices are gorgeous. He said, like, his house is, like, meticulous.
His house is, I'm afraid to touch anything at Jason's house. Like, we all are. We're afraid to touch anything at Jason's house. Like, my kids aren't allowed there.
That's, like, my dream. That is a good dream way to live.
Oh, I mean, like, you go to the bathroom and I'm like, when did Lily come in and fold the toilet paper into a triangle again? Like, she's not even here. Like, how is this? Everything is just perfectly everywhere. And I have kids. I mean, that is so not my real reality. Like I said, he's never invited the kids over. And it's something. It looks like it's on the cover of Arc Digest, just like every day.
That's my personal dream. So I it's not for everyone. I get it, but I love it. And then two or three more questions and we'll wrap up. I'm sure other people have asked you this. I mean, The Office, like, we are talking, you know, supermodels, size zero. Like, I'm sure other people have asked you, like, I mean, the show works for, because it's a great show, but, like, you are all, like, everyone's gorgeous, literally.
Well, thank you. I don't know. We have a good looking group of friends, right? Like, and, like, not everybody that is on the show. Not everyone that works in the office is also on the show.
Right.
And they're all hot too. Like we have, and I also, people ask, they're like, do you not allow guys at the Oppenheim group? I'm like, we actually have a handful of males that work there. For whatever reason, maybe they didn't want to be on the cast or it didn't work out. Like maybe this dynamic was better. I don't know the deal on that, but, and the guys are good looking too. I don't know. We just have it's LA, like, you know,
I do. It's, that makes sense. I mean, I asked Chase when he was on my show, I'm like, if someone non-attractive walks in, convince me that you will hire them. You're all gorgeous.
What'd he say?
I think he convinced me, you know.
He did? Yeah.
Well, I mean, he had his argument. I'm not saying he convinced me, but I was like, okay. It's just, yeah. I mean, it's an aesthetic business in a sense.
Well, and then also, look, I'm going to, okay, so I know Heather, myself, Maya, Davina, Christine, Mary a little bit. Like, we all used to be models. So, like, a model, you can only be a model for so long, you know? And a lot of people in the industry at a certain point in LA, they go into real estate. I mean, there's a bajillion real estate agents in LA. Everybody wants to be a real estate agent because it's not that hard to get your license. It's hard to get listings and make, you know, actually sell stuff. That's,
yeah, hard. It's a hard business.
People think, oh, I can just get my license and I'm pretty and I can. It's not that easy. Look, I've been doing it. I've only sold a few things, like, and I've, you know, I've been doing it now for a little bit. But so I think that's kind of, you get a lot of pretty people because they came from being, you know, their time expired on the runway. So now they're like, okay, I got to get a big girl job.
That makes sense. I didn't think of it like that. And yes, I didn't know you had boys either until I stalked the website. And then I was like, oh, I see some boys here. And yes, they are attractive as well.
Right.
Do you know any of the agents from Million Dollar Listing LA, like Josh Altman, Flag, Tracy Tudor?
I have met, Josh Flag. I've met Josh Flag like a few times at Jason's house, actually. I think they're friends.
I think but so.
I've met the Altman brothers and his, the wife, the blonde, I can't remember
Heather.
Her name, but I've met Heather and her husband and their brother and Josh Flag. But that's it. Like at a barbecue, not like at a house listing or anything.
Right.
She had a lot to say. The girl had a lot to say about us on an interview the other day. I saw that somebody sent it to me. I was like, oh dang. Okay.
She did. Tracy. Yes. When she was on Watch What Happens, I asked Jason about that too. Right.
I guess like, she clearly,
she just said, I mean, right. Like that show does deals. And if you want to learn about real estate, come on over to Million Dollar.
Yeah, maybe let us show you how it's done. I can't speak for myself right now. I don't have a listing at all right now. But I mean, Mary's in like six escrows. Maya just closed a big deal. Chriselle just sold like a $6.5 million house. And people are doing stuff. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe we have, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But no,
you have no response to Tracy Tudor.
I mean, I think that she should do a little bit more homework before making such bold accusations. And I'm going to speak for everybody in the office. They are actually doing stuff. I'll be honest, I'm the new girl. So I actually, right now, I am not. So if you haven't seen me at any of the open houses or house listings, it's because I'm brand new, but I'll get there.
You will. Did you watch, and then we'll wrap up. Did you watch The Hills? Like, I mean, I'm a huge reality person. The Hills is like everything. Like, did you watch those shows back in the day?
I did. Yeah. I watched Laguna Beach and I watched The Hills. I don't know if I watched it all the way through. I think I did though. I mean, that was a while ago, right? But,
they were great shows.
Spencer and Heidi and Audrina. Yeah. I really liked it.
Kristen Cavallari.
Our show, when you watch it, the cinematography and like the music, it's very similar, right? They're like
100%. Like, it's like, it doesn't shock me. You know what I mean? Like, I knew it was Adam DeVello, but like it has the same feel. That's why it works. It just, like, the cinematography is amazing. The music is amazing. It does focus. Yeah. It focuses less on the actual closing of the deal. But it focuses on real estate. I mean, it's not just about an office dynamics. Like, there are properties and transactions. So,
You'll see more closings in the third season because, you know, this, they kind of start like when they're filming, some people already had the listings before filming and then some got the listings like as we were in the middle of filming. So it's kind of, you know, you'll see like more stuff close out.
I cannot wait. I think you're going to get a fit before season. I mean, I don't work at Netflix, but I think you are. I mean, the buzz on the show is great. So I think there's going to be a fourth season.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. I mean, everything's kind of shut down right now as far as like filming a lot of stuff. I don't even know. We're not going to look very sexy with face masks and face shields on. Like,
all I know is like if TV's taught me anything throughout this, they will find a way if they want this show to go on. Because like, look at the way everything else is filming, like from home and just.
I know.
Yeah. And like a lot of Bravo shows, like The Housewives, they're filming again now. I mean, like The OC, like with I mean, I don't know how it's going to look, but they're all going to have masks on. But the shows are filming, so.
Wow.
And
that's interesting. Well, that's the time we live in. It's so bizarre, though, right? Just seeing everybody. It's like a movie, like a weird movie. Like, and I'm bad at the mask. I mean, I wear it when I have to, obviously. But like, I have like almost a panic attack. I can wear it for maybe 5 minutes and I'm like, okay. I can't even.
I wear glasses. Like when I go, I have a lot of different pairs of glasses. It's hard to wear with glasses. Like it fogs your glasses up. And I saw someone on Instagram the other day that was like, does anyone else have this problem? So it's like a common problem if you wear glasses. Oh. Like it's like, I don't it just, it, yeah, it's a nightmare. It's, you know, so hopefully things will get back to normal soon. Is there anything else you want to leave us with? Anything else you want us to know? Anything we didn't cover? I like to give people a chance to bring up anything else.
I don't think so. Follow me on Instagram because I'm trying to play catch up with all the other castmates. And then
I was going to ask you where can people follow you? What is your Instagram?
It's very simple. It's my name, Amanza Smith. See, that name came in handy. So you can do that, and then keep an eye out for Amanza's furniture line that will be coming hopefully in the next. Everything's a little bit wonky right now just because of the situation of the world, but I'm hoping to get the website up and get like at least for people to order custom pieces soon. So I'm really excited about that.
That's exciting.
And that's it. You get to see my kids on season 3. I do. You'll get to see them at one point, which is kind of cute. I'm excited to see how that scene turns out.
Did they like being on camera or were they just oblivious to the cameras?
It was just like, it was just a play date. We went to the park and, you know, I was just talking to them about life and stuff. Cause I actually, when I got my license, it took away and between filming and moving from being a stager to an agent, it took away a lot of time from them because I was putting in so many more hours and doing like open houses. And then on the days that we would film, you know, we'd be in the office for hours. And so it was like a good thing. So I was like starting to make more money for them. But then at the same time, I was like away from them.
You're
and
like,
then
I'm
I
working.
Had them full time. So they went from like only being with mommy, like when they would be with their dad, I would just hustle and work as much as I could. And then when they were with me, it would just be me. I didn't really have a nanny or anything. So they went from that to like a full-time nanny that was sometimes having to take them to school, pick them up from school, put them to bed. It was like a lot. So we just had like a play date at the park one day and I was just talking to them and it was really sweet, the stuff they had to say. But I think it's cool that people will get to see like kind of how I am as a mom instead of just talking about my kids. They see like, you know, that I actually love them and talk to them. And
I like it.
Yeah. Before, I think my son liked being on camera more than my daughter. I think she was a little shy, but he's kind of a,
he wants
to be in the spotlight. I think he's kind of a ham.
I think it's good. Like as the seasons go on, like, you know, as an audience, like people like to see like what people are up to off camera.
Yeah.
You know, like just like the rest of your life, like to bring it on camera. So, I mean, you're a mother, so that makes sense. So.
It's not always as glamorous as it is when we're dressed up at cocktail parties. That's for sure.
Right. I would agree. So that's good. I mean, I'm excited for the new season.
I'm going to
make sure I'm following you, I think, from my personal account, but I will make sure I'm following you from the Behind the Velvet Rope account now.
Okay.
And you have to keep in touch. This has been great.
I will. Thank you. Yeah, you're fun to talk to. Oh, I'm also on Cameo. So if you guys need like a birthday shout out or anything, I've been doing those like for the past couple of weeks. They're kind of fun.
They're amazing. I'm on Cameo too. I would do cameos all day, every day if I could. Like, there's nothing, right? There's nothing I like better. It's like,
it's fun because it's positive. It's like you get people are actually like wanting good stuff from you. You know, social media can get kind of snarky, but
totally.
So yeah, that's fun.
And everyone needs to go to Cameo and find you as well. You can be doing birthday shout outs.
Do a mean rendition of Happy Birthday. Let me just say.
That's a reason enough to book you right there. So you've been very fun too. So really keep in touch, for real.
I will. Thank you so much.
Anytime. I'll like DM you and say, just so you have my info.
Yeah, do.
All right. Thank you for being so open. This was so much fun.
Okay. Mwah, bye.
Love you much. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.